right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And Sam, as you were saying earlier in the show, congratulations to Cavalier Johnson, the new mayor of the city of Milwaukee, a 35-year-old brilliant young man who has faced a lot of adversities in his life and been able to overcome those adversities and rise to the highest level in city government. Who do we have on? Risen to the highest level in city government.
Yeah, it's really refreshing to see something that, you know, I mean, I'm fairly young. This is my first election for mayor that I've gotten to vote in. And not that I got to vote in the Milwaukee mayor, but it's really cool to see like such a big change happen.
You know, a 35-year-old young man who basically sitting on top of the world. We've got a young black man. We've got another 35-year-old young black man as the county executive. And I would venture to say that overnight, the city of Milwaukee is now going to be looked at across the nation as something that has rarely happened anywhere else in this nation. I don't think you'll find that anywhere else. You'll see, you can find a black mayor and a black county executive, but I don't think you'll be able to find two 35-year-olds in charge of a city and a county. And so they'll be talking about Milwaukee on a national level from that perspective. But after all that is said and done, you know, that's exciting, you know, and no question about that. But what I will say is, you know, I don't think people can expect to see those young men change the entire outset of what is at the root of the problems in our city and in our county. They're bigger than two young men who are in a tough position to have to deal with. And I just want to say to people that we can't expect, because these young men are in those positions and that their faces are black, that you're somehow going to see all the issues that we are dealing with in our city and in our county somehow, change. And that's just not going to be the case. It doesn't happen like that so easily. So, you know, in the midst of all of those things, I'm excited about it, but I'm also going to temper it with it's not going to change overnight. It will get better, you know, after a period of time. And so this is what I would say to all of you. Don't put undue and added pressure on these young men. They're black mayors and black county executives all over the nation and in black areas. And things have not gotten any better. It's good to see a black face in high places, but when you are dealing with a system that is not set up, I think, to benefit, and has been set up in the manner that these systems have been set up in for extended periods of time, things are just not going to happen overnight. So I'll say congratulations, and let's give a toast to Cavalier Johnson, the new mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Let's not put too much added pressure on his shoulders to fix something that's been broken for far too long. And remember, he's human. And, you know, I was watching the celebrations last night. And during those celebrations, number one, it kind of reminded me a little bit of, and just a little bit, of when Barack Obama became president of the United States in the black communities. People rallied and felt like, wow, look at what we were able to do. The vote does work. And now we're finally going to get our issues addressed. And so I don't know about that. You know, I don't know if the issues that impact and affect our communities and our neighborhoods, you know, the only thing that changed is the man. And so the resources that have come into our community or have not come into our community, in this instance, we haven't been getting the resources necessary to bring about the change, then the question becomes whether or not it will really matter all of that much. You know, if the state is not going to do its due diligence, and I was listening to some of the people who have caused the problems in our community at the state level saying, well, if it's going to be about money and they're going to ask about money, well, the answer to that is going to be no. Well, that tells me right away that even though the new mayor says he's going to be working with them, they aren't willing to work with him. And so if they've already stated that we aren't willing to work with Mayor Johnson, then that tells me that things aren't going to get any better. And it won't be him. And the lack, and it's happening already at the county level, where David Crowley has been there now for a little over a year. He said the same thing. I'm going to work with the state and I'm going to build relationships. I have relationships with state government, and having been a state representative, David Crowley was. So he knew many of the people at the state level, and those people weren't willing to do what was right and work alongside of him. And now he's come to find out that, you know, things are not going to get any better at the county level, which means things are not going to get better for anybody in Milwaukee County, because the financial resources aren't going to be there. So we can get excited about elections. We can get excited about his opportunity. But again, it must be tempered. And we must make it clear to people that that's not how the system works. Change the face, but you don't change the conditions or the realities, and you'll be stuck in the same situation. The only other difference is now he'll be the person who will be blamed. And I don't know, and you know, you can't protect people. He's run for the office. He wants to be the mayor, and he is the mayor. And at the end of it, is it going, whether it's fair or not, when the pressures come down, when the killings continue in our city, on a record pace, I can tell you this, they're not going to stop because Cavalier Johnson is officially the mayor. The killings at this record pace that we are witnessing are going to continue. And they may even ramp up. As a matter of fact, we know they're going to ramp up even more as it gets hotter. And yet, you're going to hear people say, well, what is his plan? As they were saying before the election, what is his plan to address the killings in our neighborhood? And I was saying to people, what are you talking about? So what is he supposed to be able to do that all the people before him weren't able to do? You know, and Bob Dunneman wouldn't have been able to stop the killings either. So, you know, let's prepare for the onslaught. Well, he said he was going to do this. You can say whatever it is you want to say. There is no magic bullet. There's no magic pill that is going to change the conditions overnight that create the environment that puts Milwaukee on the map as one of the most dangerous places in the nation to live. And I still, after all of this time, have not been able to accept that reality, that the city in which I live is one of the most dangerous cities in the entire United States, and is comparable to St. Louis and New Orleans and Detroit and Philadelphia and Baltimore, where the slaughtering has gone on for decades. And now the city in which I love and live is now being compared with those killing fields. No, Chevy Johnson, the new mayor, is not going to be able to do anything to fix that. Just like Jeff Norman, the new police chief that has come into existence and replaced the last police chief, although he's a good man and he's put forth a lot of good ideas, you know, it hasn't been a blip in stopping what is ailing people in the city of Milwaukee. At the root of it is some moral decay, and also at the root of it is a lack of resources, a lack of opportunities. And no man, no individual, be Democrat, Republican, or whomever, is going to be able to come in and fix something that's been going the wrong way for the past 40 years. You know, only the grace of the Creator, whomever you think your Creator is going to be able to repair what is a horrible, horrible time in this city. But hats off to Cavalier Johnson. I'm looking forward to having him on. I know him well. I know he'll be gracing our airways many times. He's that kind of a guy, and we'll do everything within our power to keep you informed on his new position. Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.